previously on Ballyglissane.
You're really worried, Daniel, aren't you?
I bet.
Your business won't go under. It won't. What does your sister think?
Grainne? I haven't told her. I don't want her to worry.
You left in a hurry, Liam. You left owing money.
I don't have the money right now. It's a lot, but I can get it.
There might be a solution. Another way for you to repay your debt.
Season 2, Episode 2.
Ronan.
Terry?
Well, Ronan, are you going to stand there with your mouth open? Or are you going to invite your brother in?
Of course. Terry, come in. It's just that this is a surprise. Wasn't expecting you.
Yes, well, it's a bit of a surprise for me too, if it should be known. But anyway, here we are. Jesus, no point trying to go into the sitting room. I see you still have your toys everywhere. Tell me, Ronan, is the kitchen any better?
Oh, yes. Come on into the kitchen.
Good man. Put the kettle on while you're at it.
I will.
Ah, Ronan. There's bloody toys everywhere too.
They're not toys. They're model trains. Collector's items. It's different. It's a different...
Yes, I remember. I heard it before, many, many times. Jesus, Ronan, how much money have you spent on these things? No, none of my business. Never mind. It's good to see you, Ronan. It's good to see you. You look well. You've put on weight. A lot of weight. Yeah, it's a good sign. You're eating well. Mum used to worry about you when she was alive. I remember before I left, that's all she talked about. Poor Ronan. What will ever become of poor Ronan? And here you are, all these years later, and not a loss in it. Good for you. Good for you, Ronan.
Do you want a biscuit?
Aye. Give me one biscuit. You're very generous. I wasn't sure you'd be at home at this time of the day. Are you not working today? Do you still work at the supermarket?
Not going in till later. I usually work nights.
Oh, that's right. You like to be there at night, don't you? I forgot. That was always your way, Ronan. Awake all night like a bloody vampire. You probably just up, are you?
Yes. Just had breakfast. Didn't finish work last night until almost 5. It's a very busy night.
So this is your morning time?
Yes, I suppose so. How are things with you, Terry? How's everything in Mayo?
Mayo? God, is it that long since we spoke? Mayo? It's almost 2 years since I was in Mayo, Ronan.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you probably didn't. My fault. I've been living and working in Roscommon this past couple of years. It's probably that long since we spoke. And twice that long length since I was back in Donegal.
5 years since you were home.
Is it? That sounds a bit right.
Why did you have to leave Roscommon? Did you get in bother again? Is there someone looking for you?
Never mind about that, Ronan. Never mind. I'm here now. How's the upstairs room? Is it empty? Or is it full of your bloody toys?
They're not toys. They're models. I told you. Model trains. Collector's items.
Can I sleep in the room? Is there space? Is there still a bed in there?
Yes. Yes, you can. Your room is just as you left it. There's just a couple of boxes in there. Nothing much. I'll take them out.
Good man. I'll throw my bag in there. Head up the town. Go for a bite to eat in the pub. Do they still do dinners?
Yes, they still do. Expensive.
Grand. I'll head up, get an expensive dinner, grab a couple of pints. I don't suppose you'll join me, will you, Ronan?
I have to work this evening.
You have to work this evening. Tell me, do you ever take a day off? Do you ever just go, feck it, and just go to the pub instead?
No, Never. I wouldn't do that. They depend on me in there. I'm needed in there. I have to be there.
Ronan, nobody has to be anywhere. Trust me. That is one thing I've learned moving around the country. You move on and someone takes your place. Somebody always takes your place, Ronan. I've seen it 100 times. Anyway, don't worry about it. Probably better crack if you in the pub if you don't come. Do you have a spare key?
I don't.
Right. Figured as much. Tell you what, don't lock the door when you go to work. Okay? Leave it open. I'll be back in a couple hours.
Terry, I'm not sure.
Jesus, Ronan! It's Ballygle's Inn. Nobody is going to rob the house. Not for the sake of a couple of hours. Just leave the door open. I'll be back. Do as I tell you.
Okay. I'll leave the door open.
Good man. Oh, and can I get a loan? 20 or 30. I'm stuck for cash. Just a few days. The fellow owes me money. Back in Roscommon. He says he'd pay me, put it into my account at the weekend. I'll pay you back then. I'll see if I can find a job around here. Do you know of any jobs going?
Are you moving back for good?
Maybe. At least for now. At least for a while. I don't know. I'm back for good. This time. Sick of moving. This is my house too. Maybe it's time I started treating it like my house. What do you say to that, Ronan?
Don't know what to say.
Well, you're honest. I'll say that for you.
Liam, it's Daniel. Look, sorry about this morning. I know I was supposed to pick you up. I said I would. But my heart just wasn't in it this morning. To be honest, I just went back to bed. Sat there for ages. Just couldn't make myself stand up, you know. Face the day. So I got back in. Went back to sleep. One of those days. We all get them. I should have messaged you, but I just didn't get round to it. Is tomorrow okay? For you? Send me a text when you get this. I'll pick you up tomorrow. If it suits you, let me know. Chat soon. Oh, don't mention this to my sister if you see her out and about, okay? Liam, I'm sorry about this.
You hacked this guy's phone.
Yeah.
Jeez, Hannah, that's tight.
It's not that big a deal. Listen, Liam Kelly, this kind of thing is way more common than you realise. Way more common. It's called stalkerware. Everything you need is on the dark web. Everything. And it's not even expensive. And it's not difficult to use.
Oh, I'm sure. I believe you. But come on, Hannah. This is Ballyglisseen. Who the hell is hacking phones in Ballyglisseen? Except you.
Except me. And I didn't really hack his phone. Not really. I got into the phone, yes. And then into everything else. Email, the works.
So you hacked his email too?
No, I didn't. I can just see everything that's on his phone, that's all. So when he opens his emails to read them, I can read them too. And I can read all the old ones. And search through them if I want to. Simple, really.
Simple.
The only thing I needed for him to do was start using an app on his phone. A weather app. That's it. Once he opened that one little program, I was able to see everything else on his phone. Angela gave him the app for me.
I can't believe Angela is part of this. I really can't.
Well, she is and she isn't. She knows what I'm doing, but at the same time, she doesn't really know what I'm doing. She doesn't want to know what I'm doing, I suppose. So she just lets me do my thing.
Maybe you'd be better off if she put a stop to you doing your thing.
Oh, Liam Kelly, you stand there like you never did anything wrong. You're no angel.
Maybe not, but...
The only reason I did it was to get access to their ordering system through his account. It's only an admin account, but he can still make changes. So now, I can make changes.
And did you?
Yeah, small one. To start with, I just brought down one of their recurring orders by 20. I want to leave it a while, see what happens. Probably nothing will. I doubt they'll even see it. If they do, I'll notice that it gets changed back. You see?
Aha.
But they probably won't. And for the next couple of weeks, their supply on that one product, just one product, Liam, will be down by 20. So, no harm done.
For now.
For now.
But you could cause them real problems if you wanted to.
I could, but that would defeat the purpose of the whole exercise. I don't want them to know that anything is wrong. I mean, sure, if I cancel all their bread and milk orders for the next week, it would be great for us in the short term, because more people would drive to Ballyglasane for their weekly shop. We're the next town over. But McLaughlin's people, the enemy, would know something was up and then fix it, so I'd be back to square one.
So, you're playing the long game.
Exactly. You're getting it, Liam Kelly. There's hope for you yet. It's not about seeing what's on his phone. It's about how and when I use that information.
So, you'll just keep tweaking the numbers?
Yeah. A little bit here, a little bit there.
For how long?
I don't know. 6 months? A year?
A year?
I don't know. We'll see. It's just a way to have an edge over the competition. Everybody wants an edge over the competition. This is just my way of getting it. Why aren't you at work today?
Daniel wasn't feeling up to it again, so I'm a free agent.
Must be something going around. No sign of Angela today either. She messaged that she had a migraine. I hope she's all right. Well, those of us that have work to do better get back to it. See you later.
You working late?
Probably.
Brennan says he never sees you anymore.
Was he giving out?
He was saying you never seem to have time anymore.
I have things to be at here. Brendan will be fine. See you later.
Later.
Lorcan, come on in. Sit yourself down. Sit yourself down. How are you keeping? And how is that new baby of yours?
Great. Great. She's great. Loud.
The late nights, of course. Part of the having a new baby in the house thing.
Sure is.
Well, what brings you over this way? I thought you'd be working over in Ballyclassane today.
Well, Mr. McLaughlin, that's why...
Please, call me JR. Everybody calls me JR.
Well, that's why I'm here, JR.
Oh.
I'm not working up there at the moment.
I see.
Yeah, and I was wondering, with Christmas coming and all, if there are any jobs going here, even part-time, you know?
I do. Lorcan.
And you know me, you know I've been doing this kind of work a long time.
I do know you well. Sure, I played football with your father.
Aye.
How is he? I know he was in hospital last year.
He's good. They caught it in time. He's good.
Glad to hear it. Great footballer he was. I meant to get over to see him, but you know how it is.
Aye.
Lorcan, I wish I could help you.
I see.
We already took on a few people last week. You know, for the Christmas.
I thought I might be a bit late.
Christmas starts earlier every year.
It does.
I'm surprised that Angela would let anyone go in the run-up to her busiest time.
Well, it's my own fault. I hadn't been adjusting well to the new baby and being up late and all.
Ah, right.
And it wasn't Angela herself let me go.
Oh, Peter's daughter?
Yeah, Hannah.
Hannah. Cracking the whip?
Yeah. Well, I don't blame her. I don't. I was running late a couple of mornings.
I see.
It was probably the kick in the backside that I needed.
My wife says every man needs a kick in the backside every now and then. Does them no harm, she says.
She's probably right. Anyway, I thought I'd try my luck here. Thanks, JR. Sorry to be taking up your time.
Ah, look, I wish I could help. I really do. I might put in a good word for you next time I'm chatting with Angela.
Well, that'd be much appreciated.
It's no bother. I'm surprised at Angela. I mean, he is the same setup as myself. We're small businesses in small towns, and when you find good people, you try to hang on to them. How long are you working there?
7 years.
7 years? That long? I'll have a word with her.
You're very good. I'll head on.
You look like a man that could do with cheering up. I know the very thing that might cheer you up. Tell me, do you like tarts?
Excuse me, is this the only chewing gum that you have?
Yes, that's all there is. There's about 20 different types there.
Okay, I see. I see. Thanks. I'll take this one.
All right.
I see your name is Hannah. Thanks for your help, Hannah. And that little badge of yours tells me you're the assistant manager here. Very good, Hannah. Well done, you. And here you are, out working on the till like one of the ordinary, common people. Very diplomatic of you, Hannah. Very diplomatic indeed.
Yes. Well, we're all on the same team.
What a wonderful attitude, Hannah. And I must say, what a lovely town you have here. Ballyglissane. Ballyglissane. Lovely.
Thank you. Your first time to visit us?
Yes. Yes, indeed. I have some important business in the area. Very important business. But one thing is troubling me. Ballyglissane is such a small little town. I've been wondering if it's really a town at all. Is it a town, Hannah? Is it? Or is it more of a village? What do you think?
Well, I don't really know. I've always thought of it as a town. But I think they decide that type of thing based on population, don't they? The difference between a town and a village?
Do they? Do they indeed? Fascinating, Hannah. You are a wealth of information. I can see why they made you assistant manager. So you're telling me there could be a town somewhere and one night everybody could go to sleep. A couple of people could die suddenly during the night. And when everybody wakes up in the morning, the town would have become a village. That is fascinating.
Well, yeah, I suppose that could happen.
I hope that doesn't happen here. I hope people don't start dying in Ballyglissane. All the best, Hannah. You have yourself a lovely day.
You too. You weirdo.
First of all, I want to thank everyone for allowing me to speak at your town meeting today. I feel privileged to be here. Privileged, honoured. And I want to thank Sarah, my dear friend Sarah McGowan, for inviting me along this afternoon to speak to you all. As Sarah said in her wonderful introduction, my name is Lily. Lily May Clementine Van Ark. Dame Lily by rights, as I'm 53rd in line to the throne. But I don't really like to mention that. In fact, I find that kind of pomp and ceremony very embarrassing. I long more than anything to be an ordinary, unremarkable person, like Sarah. And although I have grown up and spent my youth in castles and palaces across Europe, I say to you today from the bottom of my heart that I have seldom felt as at home as I do right now, standing here with all of you in this small, drafty little hall, as you all sit there on plastic chairs of many different colours on the floor that clearly hasn't been swept in a while. How lovely. Sarah has been a true friend to me since I arrived in Ballyglissane the day before yesterday. Her kindness has touched me. Those of you who have seen me on television will probably know that I am a published poet. I don't really like to talk of my accomplishments in the world of literature. The South African Daily Dispatch described me as the voice of the generation, for example. I only mention that now, reluctantly, because I want to assure you all that Sarah's incredible kindness to me will be featured in one of my upcoming poems. When you travel the world as frequently as I do, You're not often met with such a display of kindness. It is one reason why I felt at home as soon as I arrived in Ballyglisane, and why I have decided to do something for this community in return, to repay the kindness shown to me. Before I came to Ireland, I was living in Australia. I spent the last 2 years living in a township in the Gibson Desert, near the Golden Soak gold mine. It's a community a lot like Ballyglisane. A community full of wonderful, ordinary people like Sarah. A community that is cut off from the rest of the country. A community that is often overlooked when it comes to infrastructure and medical facilities. When I arrived in that community, I became friendly with Ray Barrett, the owner of the gold mine. Actually, we became very close. I think he'd fallen for me like a lot of men do. I longed to do something for that community. I wrote some poems for them, and I know that helped. But I wanted to do something even more tangible. Although I come from a family of great wealth, my dear father has set up some legal stipulations to ensure that I'm not taken advantage of financially as I travel around the world. And although I have a great deal of money at my disposal, I'm not free to spend it as I wish. However, there are ways around such things. When I was in Australia, we found ways to legally unlock the money at my disposal. Joint venture funding allowed the community to put up money and allowed me to match the amount of money that they put forward. Indeed, it allowed me to surpass it. And at a later date, we built a state-of-the-art health centre in that township. Not only that, but we were able to staff it with some of the best medical professionals available in Australia today. And now, I want to do the same thing here, in Ballyglisane. I want to work with people in this wonderful community and use leveraged funding to build a brand new, state-of-the-art health centre. A health centre for everyone in Ballyglisane.
Liam, I like what you've done with your house. I really do mean that.
Knuckles, what is this all about?
I'd like a little wee house like this. For myself. Someday. Maybe. But I don't know. I like living in a big town. Don't know if I could live out in the country, like you. Nobody around for miles. Anything could happen to you. Nobody would know. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about that?
Knuckles, come on, man. What is this all about? Why did you take those photos last night? And why does Peg want to see what my house looks like? I don't understand. I don't understand any of this. I told you I don't have money right now, but I can get money. Eventually, all of it. All of the money I owe Peg, I can get for her. I can get it.
No. 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 Don't worry yourself about that. The money. Peg says she considers it forgotten. Forgotten. Almost. Your debt is almost repaid, Liam. Almost repaid. So, don't be losing any sleep over it.
I see. What does she want, Peg? What does she want me to do?
Do? Nothing, Liam. You won't have to do anything. I'll do all the work.
Work?
Yes. Carry a few boxes. In and out of here.
Here?
Yes. Seeing as you owe Peg such a large sum of money, she thought you might be more than willing to help her out. She needs somewhere to store some boxes.
Boxes?
Yes, boxes. Just a few hundred boxes. Peg needs a place to store them in Donegal. Somewhere out the country. Somewhere that won't be noticed. You know how it is, Liam. People up in Letterkenny can't seem to mind their own business. The guards, for example. Nosy. Always poking their nose in where they are not welcome. You know how it is.
What's in these boxes?
And here's you, all alone out in the country. Not one person near you. No one around for miles. Nobody poking their nose into your business. why. You could be up to anything in this house, Liam Kelly, and nobody would see you. Because nobody comes to this house. I know. I've been watching it.
I can't do anything like that. Anything illegal. What's in the boxes? Is she smuggling stuff from across the border? Is that what she's up to? Look, I can't, Knuckles. I can't do anything.
That's why I wanted to show Peg the photographs. She was delighted. Delighted. Those couple of bedrooms that you don't use are perfect. Now, I'll have to do a bit of a clearance in there. I'll take the beds out and the big wardrobe. Don't worry. I'll be careful with them. You've a shed at the side of the house. It's perfect. I'll put them in there. They'll be dry. Nothing will happen to them.
Knuckles, I can't do this.
I'll make a start tonight. I was looking at the beds last night, and I see that they come apart. Very handy, that. Very handy for when you want to put them away somewhere, in storage. And then, when your debt, Peg, is all repaid, we could take them out of storage again and put them back in the bedrooms. I'll help you with that, Liam. I won't see you stuck.
Please, is there anything else I can do? I don't want to get in trouble with the guards.
Of course you don't. And you won't. Why would you? Nobody will see me. I'll come at night. Late. I'll park the van round the back. Just like tonight. Who's going to see it? Nobody.
I can't do this. I can't get dragged into this. I have too much to lose now. I've put things right, as best I can. I turn things around, and I'm working. I'm not gambling, I'm trying.
And you've got yourself a nice wee girlfriend too. Nice little blondie wee doll she is. Mairead, is it? I've seen her. She works in Bunkrana, doesn't she?
What?
I've seen her. Driving over in the mornings. She goes very early. And that's such a long, lonely road. Dangerous too. Why, anything could happen. Anything. Some reckless driver could come up behind her some morning, hit the back of her little blue car. Next thing, she's spinning out of control.
Oh, man.
I mean, she'd probably be fine. She would probably just get a fright. Something like that happened. Some morning, out of the blue, someone hits into her from behind. She goes off the road. They drive off, never to be seen again. She would probably be fine.
Yeah. She would probably be fine.
So, do you have a screwdriver?
Screwdriver?
Yes, I'm going to start now. Taking those beds apart. Might as well get down to it. Clear out the bedrooms tonight. Then tomorrow night, I can bring the first load over. How does that sound, Liam?
Grand, Knuckles. That sounds grand. We'll do that.
A good man. Now, run along and get me a screwdriver.
Honestly, Daniel, you should have heard her. So much nonsense. And they were eating it up. I mean, if you didn't really know what she was talking about, then it did sound plausible, I suppose. In a way, kind of. Are you listening? Daniel?
Yes. Oh, yes, Grania. I'm listening. The woman at the meeting, you didn't like the sound of her, right?
No, I did not.
Why are you so worked up about this? Why do you even care?
Why do I care? I care because I care about the community, Daniel. I care about Ballyglasane. I'll have you know, I am a very civic-minded person. Also, I'm bored. Sharon's away on holiday. Siobhan's seeing some guy now, and she's always over in Dunfanaghy. It's my first time home in Donegal since the summer, and there's nobody around. There's nobody to do anything with, except you.
Thanks.
No, you know what I mean. You've been down in Galway twice since the summer, and it's been great.
It has, actually. Yeah, like old times.
Yeah, just like old times. So, I wanted to see everyone else when I came up. Mum, obviously, since I won't be up for Christmas. But everyone else, too. My friends. Oh, turns out my friends are too busy for me.
Not that you're being dramatic about it.
Well, I'm just telling it like it is, Daniel. They've abandoned me.
So, you went to a town meeting and you got annoyed.
And you're never here. You're either at work or you're over at Claire's. How is Claire? Why are you not over there tonight?
I was there most of the day.
Were you not at work? Did you not have work today?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I called in for a few hours after work. Anyway, Claire's fine.
When are you and Claire going to make me an auntie? Then I'd never be bored. That's what you need to do. It's your fault I'm bored.
Right, noted.
A baby is what's needed. A baby would be good for you, Daniel. A baby would be good for Claire. A baby would be great for me. I'd always have something to do in Donegal. And every time I came up, you'd have a babysitter. Think about it. And I was a babysitter, don't forget, when I was a teenager. And except for that one tiny, tiny incident with Mrs. Doherty and her son and the scissors, I have a 100% perfect record. How is little Shawnee?
He's grand.
Can you see a scar?
Hardly. Oh.
And if you had a baby and you needed a regular babysitter, I'd even think about moving back to Donegal.
You would? And what about Anna?
Well, we've actually talked about this. She's very open to the idea.
Seriously?
Yes. Both of us love Donegal. And as we get older and we get more serious as a couple, it's not a completely crazy idea. We just have to figure out work. And, of course, a house to live in.
Well, you could always work in the brand new health centre.
Oh, don't get me started on that again. Listen to me. That woman is a con artist. I'm sure of it. She was throwing these terms about joint venture funding, leverage funding, seed match funding, but she was very vague about the details. She was just making it sound as if she had loads and loads of money.
Maybe she does. Maybe she does have loads and loads of money.
No. No, she does not. She's just saying these things to suck people in, making it sound as if she's going to deliver a health centre. As if. Nothing like that is ever going to happen. And in the meantime, she's going to get money from people in this town. I know it. I know her type. I've met people like this before. I met someone like her before. Once. Long time ago.
You did?
Yes. Nothing important now, but yeah, when I first went to Galway, years ago, I did get taken in by someone.
You never said anything about this before, Grania.
No, well, it's embarrassing, the whole thing. I didn't lose money. In fact, I wound up with extra money, temporarily, not my money.
What?
Look, it doesn't matter, but if I had been caught with that money, I would have gotten in trouble. A lot of trouble. And it taught me a lesson. It taught me that these people who promise everything for nothing are not to be trusted. Mark my words, this woman, this Lily Mae Clementine, whatever, is not to be trusted. She is a crook and she'll rob everyone blind in Ballyglassane.
Ballyglassane, written by Michael Letty. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Letty. Starring
Avin Diver as Hannah.
Park Gallagher as Lorcan.
Elaine Gillespie as Lily.
Laura Gleason as Grania.
Martin Hassan as Daniel.
Owen Michael Lavrige as Terry.
Andy McGrannan as JR.
Aidan O'Sullivan as Knuckles.
Tom Nealis as Ronan.
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly.